We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Tim Rebo is brought to you by the Sports Medicine Center at Thibodaux Regional Health System. Coach Tim Rebo. Coach, how are you?
Hey, Christian, how we doing, man?
We're good. Bobby and Mike alongside as well. So you got North Alabama.
We got the whole crew tonight, huh?
Tonight. Listen, though, we're working overtime, me and Hebert, you know?
Yeah.
You call this overtime, huh?
We're working overtime. It's past 5:30.
Well, Christian said, yeah, Bobby decided to come to work.
So. Now, you're lucky it wasn't scheduled for tomorrow. You'd have missed one of us.
Coach, so North Alabama coming to your place this Saturday, huh?
Yeah, good football team. The thing that we got to fight against, and you know how players are, they look at a record and say, oh, man, they're 0-3. And I said, well, listen, we're 0-2, you know, so it doesn't matter. Good football team. Played a common opponent in Southeastern the first week of the year and then played really good Jacksonville State team. Y'all know who beat Florida State the week before.
Yep.
And took them down, you know, took them to a showdown at Jacksonville. So, a good team, man, but I like the way my team is progressing right now, and it's good to be back home.
And, you know, Coach Rebo, I know you don't want to – you would never admit this like a moral victory, but as far as from a confidence standpoint, I mean, you know, we all have those paydays, and then you understand how the schedule is going to unfold. But I thought, from an outsider looking in, they're pretty impressive showing against UL, you know, Louisiana Lafayette, and then Memphis. I mean, you were right there and had an opportunity. So, I mean, does that count for anything or what?
Well, I think this, Bobby. We played better, and I was pleased. And I know, Mike, y'all talk about this too. You make so much progress between week one and week two.
Yeah.
And I thought we did that, and we played better against UL. We limited the penalties, which killed us in the first game. I thought we tackled better. And our playmakers made plays. And when you do that, you have a chance to win a ball game. And I was pleased with the way we did that. But we had the one big snuck up and get us again. We had the turnover for pick six that really kind of hurt us when we were trying to tie the game up. But I was definitely pleased with the momentum that we're building on. And I think the guys looked a whole lot better.
Coach, Bobby and I have talked about this. But the first time I saw, you know, and I saw him in high school, Dejon Dixon, and like he's next level. I told Bobby, listen, I think he's the best pro prospect at Nicholas since Darius Webb.
Well, and then our even receiver Mark Carrier,
well,
who's like in NFL. No, he's still
Carrier
in the record book for the Buccaneers.
In Tampa. But man, with all now, because you know, after watching that performance against the Raging Cajuns, man, I'm rotating coverage to Dixon. Your other receivers got to step up now. Because now it's giving them those opportunities one-on-one, downfield, to make a play. And your thoughts on Dixon, but also what it does to the other receivers you have to open that field up for them, because you know they ain't getting no double coverage. Okay, everything's going to go toward Dixon in that spot. And it frees those other wideouts that you have. And you got a good crew of young receivers.
Yeah, and I'm like you. I'm not going to let number five beat me if I'm on the other side
no.
of the ball. I'm going to do something. And still, you know, he catches 14 balls against a pretty good team. So, yeah, but you know this. You've got to have some other guys to go to. And Dontez Costley, we've been missing a couple guys the last couple weeks, and hopefully we can get them back. Aldontre Davis, Devontae Jason, K.J. Franklin's got to step up big in the slot. And get the ball to the tight ends, because they're going to have the one-on-ones and they got to be able to get open, and it's got to be another option for Lindsey to throw to.
Now, Coach Rebo, when you look at the schedule, we haven't seen this in the past. The Southland Conference is somewhat different, to say the least. So if you can explain to the fans and the folks out there on the radio land, I mean, it's almost like kind of, I don't know if it's NFL-like, but kind of the Saints, NFC South, where, you know, you play Carolina twice, you play Atlanta twice.
So he's Southland, Bay. He's Southland South.
Yeah, so, I mean, Coach Rebo, is that something I know you got to embrace, that a rivalry-type game, especially like when you play Southeastern. But what is your take on the schedule and how that's unfolding?
I do think it's very NFL-ish in the way that we have to do this. And it was getting creative. We had some teams who left the conference. And actually, they were trying to stay in the conference through this season. But they decided to move on. So we as a conference decided, hey, you ready to go? Go. But it was still too late for us to entertain and get some other teams into the conference. And I know we're negotiating right now to form a new conference with more football teams. But in the meantime, for this one season, we got creative and said, let's do a home and home. Now, we're not playing everybody.
Right.
It's just a random pick of the draw. So we're going to play Southeastern home and home, and that's going to be a great one because the last couple of years, each home team, and, you know, big crowds.
Right.
It's been really fun for everyone. And then we're playing Houston Baptist twice, and actually we're playing UIW twice. So we're not playing Northwestern or McNeese twice this year. Now, if something happens and say a year from now something unfolds, you may have to, if you do it again, then it'll be on a rotating basis and we play some of the other teams twice.
Tim, because of the way the Southland's built, and man, it's basically everybody's playing out of the shotgun, 3-4 wide out, spread the field. Sort of give everybody a little preview from a pass rush standpoint because, man, in today's game, you know, if you give that quarterback any sort of time, you can't cover forever, okay? You being, you know, a former secondary coach, you can't cover those guys forever. You got to get a pass rush. And I thought once Sully left the program, and he was such a great player there, that was such a big piece that you couldn't fill. I mean, you're not going to find that Sully Lesh, you know, in the recruiting process. And so kind of on the overview of the pass rushers off the edge and also in the interior, because if not in this conference, man, they throw in the football, you know, 38 to 50 times a game.
I saw that firsthand in the spring. You know, we didn't have the pass rush that we had had in the past, and it really affected us because – they threw some yards. They had some big plays. And we've been much better this year. And what you really have to do is, you're right, nobody can cover that long. Or it just becomes, Bobby, you remember this, as in practice, it just becomes the quarterback going one-on-one.
Right.
You know, did the one-on-one drills, and he had all day to throw the ball. You can't cover him.
Right.
So what we got to do is we got to be able to get some guys in his face. We got to be able to move him off. Mike, it's not always about the sack. You know that. You got to
get him
off
the launch pad.
Exactly right, and we got to be able to do that. But also the DBs can help it with a little bit of if they let you play, depends what you get, a little bit of collisions, a little bit throwing off the timing. All that goes hand in hand, but it does definitely start up front. Get a hand in a face if you can. You got to disrupt it any kind of way and get a stop. They created the game really for the offenses because people want to see points and points scored, and so we just got to try to get a stop and get on to the next series.
Now, Coach Rebo, I know you got to be ecstatic because this is—it's been too long. The unbelievable facility you have right there in the end zone—that has to help with recruiting going forward.
Yeah, it does. I'm really happy and really proud. We had this weekend. We were going to dedicate it, Bobby. This weekend we were going to have it, and then just with all the stuff going around campus, we decided to postpone that—the Book Vault Athletic Complex. But I do want to say this before we get we do have ES&H, a local company who has stepped up and bought tickets, and we're making it a first responders game for all the essential workers and military can come and get in the game free, trying to do something to give back to the area and give the community. And then we are going to be able to showcase our new facility. It's going to be a little different, you know, for the first time running out of the tunnel for a home game out here. You know, there are some logistic things you got to worry about and how we do how in the past. So it's going to be exciting. It should be fun. And, Bobby, you're right. This thing, it helps winning the game on the field, but it also having these facilities, the guys see, hey, it really happened. Look in Thibodaux, Louisiana, what they're doing.
Tim Rebo, Nicholls State head football coach. Thanks for the time. Good luck this week.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks,
see you
Coach
Saturday,
Rebo.
Coach.
Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick. Sports Talk rolls on here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.